Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Very busy period in Harrisburg. The House has been in session most of the month. A lot of pieces of legislation coming to fruition and also a lot of information coming out that relates to the fiscal state of health of the state. And one of those in particular has to do with an annual financial report. It's something that most people would not choose to read, but you being a CPA, this is definitely the meat and potatoes on your plate. So what's going on here?
Mike, it's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Some people use the acronym CAFR. But it's fascinating, and I guess it's something that most CPAs would sit back and just drool over. But the average person would say, oh, please get a life. But it's got some of the most important financial information you can ever possibly imagine. So let me give you two really specific important things that we, I think, found out about. First of all, there's a new accounting standard that requires the Commonwealth to account for other post-retirement benefit plans, which is basically health insurance. That $20 billion charge this year is going to put us in a red position in the Commonwealth, meaning that we used to have $13 billion of net worth, and now we're now down to a negative $7 billion. And that will have to be dealt with over a period of time. And a lot of people think it's just an accounting entry and doesn't really mean anything, and it's just not accurate. It basically says the Commonwealth has additional liabilities that we didn't know about. And I think one of the other most important things that we found out about in this thing, in reading it, it's a fairly detailed report, but I would encourage anybody, if you read it and get a chance, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Just give us a call at our district office and we'll set up a time. But what it does, it tells us about the unfunded pension liabilities that exist in the school districts and things of that nature. So a lot of people are under the impression that the pension funds are an obligation of the state, when in fact that's only true if you're a state employee. So there's a House Bill 2064 that I've introduced, and what that bill is designed to do is provide a reporting per $100,000 of assessed property value, how much each one of us owe. And the reason that's important is as we get to this concept of talking about property tax elimination, HB 76 or Senate Bill 76, we really have to address how we deal with some of these issues across the board. So the CAFR gives you a tremendous amount of information. And what I think every citizen in the Commonwealth ought to be aware of is that we have a legal responsibility for those debts. And so these are really our debts, and it's usually made up from taxes. And that's why I've been spending a great deal of my time trying to find different ways to reduce spending so we can pay down these unfunded obligations so we don't have to increase your taxes.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.